moderator for today's contact. With the help of amateur radio volunteers and the crew on the ISS, we hope to soon establish ham radio contact with the International Space Station as it flies more than 200 miles over the over Europe. This is all accomplished using ARIS, amateur radio on the International Space Station. The ISS is currently flying over the Atlantic Ocean and right about in the middle of it, between South America and Africa, cruising along at around 17,500 miles an hour. This contact will be performed using the Amateur Radio Telebridge Network, a worldwide network of amateur radio operators who help students contact the ISS. ARIS is a consortium of ham radio volunteers from countries around the world. These volunteers develop and operate the amateur radio equipment on the International Space Station. Among the organizations that support ARIS are the American Radio Relay League, the many AMSAT radio amateur satellite corporations worldwide, and the space agencies, CSA in Canada, ESA in Europe, JAXA in Japan, Roscosmos in Russia, and NASA. The amateur radio ground station that will establish contact with the ISS today is callsign IK1SLD in Italy, operated by Claudio Ariotti. Thanks for helping us out today, Claudio. And we have about 4.5 minutes until contact time. Our contact for today is with the Flabob Airport Preparatory Academy in California. The ham radio contact coordinator for the school is Clint Bradford, K6LCS. I've asked Clint to briefly tell us about the school and the students taking part today. Got about a minute or a minute and a half there, Clint.
Good morning. Thank you, Dave. Kids, we talked about reference people here at Flabob earlier. In your complex here, you had Ray Stitt, the talented designer of 15 sport aircraft, some precursors to your ultimate spacecraft, the space shuttle. On a dare from another pilot, Ray Stitt designed and built the Sky Baby at his home here to prove he could build the world's smallest man-carrying airplane. The Sky Baby, which flew exactly 60 years ago this month, now resides in the Smithsonian Institute's National Air and Space Museum. Mr. Stitt is also the man responsible for initiating the chapter concept of the Experimental Aircraft Association, and so we are talking to you here from Hangar 16A, the hangar of EAA number 1, begun 58 years ago, right here at Flabob. Back to you, Dave.
Okay, that's great, Clint. Thank you. Well, the ISS is still moving in now. Another minute and a half or so will be crossing into Europe over Spain. Claudio, before the contact begins, could you please tell us about your ham radio station, where you are, and how you'll handle the conversation?
Okay, thank you, Dave, for your presentation. Briefly, our Telebridge station is located at Casale Monferrato Airport in northwest of Italy. And here is installed complete amateur radio equipment to contact the ISS when requested from ARIS organization. The station is operated now by me, India Kilo One Sierra Lima Delta, and the other operator, Max, India Whiskey One, Charlie November Foxtrot. When T minus 30 seconds, I go to call the astronaut on board the ISS, and as soon as the signal is loud and clear, I will invite the school to start with the first question. And for the student, please don't forget to say over. Now I see T minus 1 minute and half, so microphone back to you, Dev.
Okay, thank you, Claudio. Yes, I'm seeing just over 1 minute until we get acquisition of signal, which is when the space station comes over the horizon and Claudio's radio station can contact it. ask everyone to remember that what we are doing with the ISS is an experiment. So we never know the results, positive or negative, until the experiment is over. Students, as Claudio said, don't forget to say over at the end of each of your questions. We will be coming up in about 30 seconds for the ISS to be rising from over the horizon. So, Claudio, I will turn it back to you. You can begin calling when you're ready. Good luck, everyone.
Okay, Dave, we have 30 seconds contact, and I go to calling now. Oscar Romeo 4, India, Sierra Sierra, this is India Kilo 1, Sierra Lima Delta, calling for a scheduled ARIS contact. Will you copy down, over? Oscar Romeo 4, India, Sierra Sierra, this is India Kilo 1, Sierra Lima Delta, Telebridge Station, calling for a scheduled ARIS contact. Do you copy down, over? Okay, Don. Your signal is loud and clear. Good morning, Don. Today we are acting for from Italy as a telebridge station for Flabob Air Force Preparatory Academy located in Riverside, California. Are you ready now for the first question, Don? Over.
IK1SLB, NA1SS. Do you copy?
Okay, go ahead, Singh.
This is Sean. Can you reposition the ISS to debris and changing altitude? Can you feel the movement? Over.
Attention, Don. Do you copy India Kilo 1, Sierra Lima Delta?
I copy you now. NA1SS.
Okay, go ahead, Singh, for the first question.
Sean, give us your question again, please.
Ready to copy your question.
Go ahead, Singh, with the first question, please.
When you reposition the ISS due to debris or changing altitude, can you feel the movement? Over.
When we change our altitude, we call that doing a reboost, and we lose about 100 meters per day due to atmospheric drag. And the level of acceleration is about 500 micro-g's. And if you're free-floating, you can't feel it, but you can see based on the wall moving around. Over.
This is August. Tell us about the recycling and your waste management program. Over.
We have what we call a regenerative life support system, where we condense the sweat breath from our bodies, and that goes back into our water reclaiming unit. We also recover about 70% of the water from our urine, and then that all goes back in to our galley system, and we use it to make dinner with. Over.
This is Josh. What was the last unexpected thing you've seen while on this mission? Over.
The last really neat thing that I saw was a combustion experiment where we were burning spheres of plastic, polymethylmethacrylate, and we were trying to put the fire out once the fire got going, and I was amazed at how difficult it was to put the fire out. Over.
This is Kevin. What was the physical and medical testing to qualify to be an astronaut? Over.
You basically need to have the same flight physical that you have for aviation, and a few more constraints on top of that. You can find out more information on the NASA website under astronaut selection. Over.
This is Gloriana. What are you noticing from space about any effects of air pollution? Over.
It's really difficult to see air pollution from space. However, you can see haze over cities, but then you can't distinguish whether that's just natural haze or whether that's air pollution. You can see dust storms, particularly in the Middle East. You see these huge regional dust storms. But to distinguish whether it's air pollution, you cannot tell that from orbit. Over.
This is Brittany. Besides missing your family and friends, what is the biggest adjustment you have made for this mission? Over.
The biggest mission is is going 6 months without taking a bath. Over.
This is Blaine. What is the daily interaction among all crew members, no matter their country of origin? Over.
All six of us interact with each other every single day, and we do experiments together, we'll share meals together, we'll do repairs together, and so currently we have three Russian crew members, crew member from the Netherlands, European Space Agency, and two U.S. astronauts. Over.
This is Nick. How often do you have to reposition your orbit? Over.
We reboot our orbit about once a month. And remember, we lose about 100 meters per day through the orbital drag. We reboot our orbit a couple kilometers about every 3 to 4 weeks.
This is Cody. What is the most exciting repair you have made on the ISS? Over.
The most exciting thing that I've done recently is look at seascape structures, which is a phenomenon involving chemical reactions and diffusion in medium such as gelatin. Over.
This is Jonathan. Please describe the feeling of liftoff. Over.
Yes, I'm going to call that. Over.
Jonathan, repeat the question, please.
This is Jonathan. Please describe the feeling of liftoff. Over.
This is Jonathan from Calcutta. Are you ready?
Please describe the feeling of liftoff. Over.
Sorry, did not copy the question. Did not copy question. Please repeat.
Please describe the feeling of liftoff. Over.
Over. Is it a good idea to get from contact to tell us around the moon of a unit? Over.
Several hours before launch, and then it's quiet and a little bit on the hot side, and then all of a sudden there's a lot of shake and vibration, and you feel acceleration in one direction. Over.
This is Dorian. How do you send photographs to your family? Over.
We use our high data rate radio system, which uses KU band, which is around 15 gigahertz, and goes through the Tigra satellite system. Relates down to White Sands, New Mexico, and I can send JPEG images to my family, and they can send JPEG images to me. Over.
This is Cole. What is the effect of solar flares on you at the ISS? Over.
Most solar flares do not affect crew health in any way because Earth's magnetosphere still is protecting us. However, solar flares do make wonderful aurora displays so that we can look out the windows during nighttime passes and see aurora. Over.
This is Veronica. What are your hopes for the moon base in the future? Over.
Hello, this is WLPJ.
future, I hope that the United States can get a replacement rocket built for the space shuttle. And in the long term, I hope that we venture off away from planet Earth, first step going to the moon and developing a lunar base. Over.
This is Sean. How does the crew regulate their nutritional intake so that they do not gain weight in a weightless environment? Over.
On space station, the have the opposite trouble. We have to worry about losing weight, and we have to worry about losing a lot of weight. So we eat a lot of food up here to keep from weight. Over.
August. This is August. How does the weightless environment affect your digestion? Over.
The first order weightless environment has no effect on our digestion. Your body works just fine digesting food without gravity. However, it takes a while for your bathroom habits to return to normal when you first come up here because you do not have a gravity assist to help move fluids and solids out of your body. Over.
Gosh, if there is only one thing that our audience remembers about your mission and the ISS, what would you want it to be? Over.
LPJ, Italia 02, Lima, Papa Juliet, over, over. Italy 012, over, over.
Okay, David, we have lost oxygen now.
Okay, thank you, Claudio. Quint, you want to give just a round of applause there?
Okay.
Dave, thank you very much from Slaybob Airport Preparatory Academy in Harupa Valley, California.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, we've shared a memorable event today. Amateur radio station IK1SLD, north of Italy, operated by Claudio Ariotti, contacted Don Pettit, call sign KD5MDT, aboard the International Space Station. He was talking with students at Slaybob Airport Preparatory Academy, California. Now, for the International Volunteer Team of ARIS, including the radio amateur satellite corporations around the world, the American Radio Relay League, and the space agencies, CSA, ESA, JAXA, NASA, and Roscosmos. This is Dave Taylor, amateur radio operator W8AAS, sending my greetings to all of you in amateur radio terms. 73. Best wishes. Okay, then. Thank you, everyone.
That concludes today's call. Thank you for